Blog Talk Radio.
Elevate your mind, get yourself together. Elevate your mind, make yourself feel better. Elevate your mind, get yourself together. Elevate your mind, make yourself feel better. Elevate your mind, get yourself together. Elevate your mind, make yourself feel better. Elevate your mind, get yourself together. Elevate your mind, make yourself feel better.
To the very special person listening to this broadcast, welcome to another episode of Taboo Talk, featuring your very own pastor, me, Lady Charmaine Day. Today's show is guaranteed to be full of sensitive, intimate, natural conversations rarely talked about in the Christian community. So now, get ready for your very own spiritual consultation. Are you ready? Great, let's begin. How are you doing, beloved? I know you're doing wonderful, marvelous, incredible, special, and very, very fine, because these are all adjectives used to describe you. You simply are a magnificent reflection of God's handiwork. You are one of His best creations on the planet. And wherever you go, people are blessed and uplifted to know you. So let me give you a round of applause. Yay! Keep on doing what you do, because you are the best ambassador for God. You make God look great. Well, I want to welcome you to this show. We are blessed to have Mrs. Arlene Day, a.k.a. Mama Day, come back to the show. Mrs. Arlene Day, a.k.a. Mama Day, is an author and also an advocate for mental illness. Cherished not only for her gifts as an excellent orator and writer, but for her commitment to her community. She is one of the most lovable and nurturing caregivers respected in the United States and abroad. She has created a loyal fan base that have been invested and believe in the insights of Mama Day, making her a successful speaker. In 2003, after working as a nurse for over 40 years, Mama Day's responsibilities inspired the vision behind her commitment to advocate for the mentally ill. Mama Day was diagnosed with bipolar disorder, and she determined to not let the disease have her, but to be a successful survivor and to help others on the road to recovery. She joined the National Association for the Mentally Ill, NAMI, and became a presenter as part of their In Our Own Voice program. Mama Day presentations leave audience in the aisles and feeling like their cravings and buzz for information has been satisfied. Mama Day was born in the Bronx, New York, where she led a good life and was an excellent student, graduating from high school with a degree in nursing. She got married and worked as a nurse throughout Long Island in New York City. She raised three beautiful children in Roosevelt, Long Island, all of whom were A students and graduated from universities. Mama Day was an active participant and known throughout the entire Roosevelt community as an active parent. She is an author of a memoir titled I Promise My Friend, a film called Perseverance documenting Mrs. Arlene Day's extraordinary life was made. Mrs. Arlene Day is a consummate educator who enjoys interacting with her audience. Therefore, when she's on stage, you will be guaranteed that you will experience all the elements as an excellent speaker. And without further ado, let me welcome Mrs. Arlene Day. Hi, Mama Day. How are you?
Well, hello, Lady Day. Hello. And thank you for a wonderful presentation. You know, it didn't even sound like me.
Well, that's who you are, lady.
Well, you know, it was like, wow, who is she talking about? So how you doing? How you doing? And welcome, everybody. Welcome.
Thank you for that warm welcome. I'm doing good. I'm enjoying the month of March. It's been a productive month. And how are you enjoying the month of March?
Well, I'm enjoying it just fine.
Okay.
Just fine.
Well, I wanted to talk today with you because you are a wealth of wisdom about giving people insights on how they can have the faith, fortitude, and function to pursue their dreams and to have good self-esteem and self-awareness so that they don't let anybody or anything tear them down. Are you with me?
I'm with you.
Okay. Well, last time I was on the air, I read an excerpt from one of Nelson Mandela's speech, and I want to start off there because I think this is a good expression of how people are feeling. Mm-hmm. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, talented, and fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of the universe. Your playing small doesn't serve the world. There's nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We were born to make manifest the glory of the Spirit that is with us. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our light, our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. So that's the excerpt from Nelson Mandela. And what you can take from that is, you know, stop feeling inadequate. You are powerful beyond measure. To let your light shine, you're brilliant, talented, and fabulous. Another thing I wanted to say is often it's easy for us to doubt ourselves or to be hard on ourselves. You know, often we forget who we are and whose we are. Remember, you're a child of God, created in His image. We should love and accept ourselves as God does. And that there are things that we can remind ourselves scripturally to meditate on when we're experiencing self-doubt. For example, Psalms 107:8, let them give thanks to the Lord for His unfailing love and His wonderful deeds for men. Romans 15:13, may the God of hope fill you with all the joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Deuteronomy 28:13, and the Lord shall make you the head and not the tail, and you shall be above only, and you shall not be beneath, if you heed the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day, and are watchful to do them. In Psalms 139:14, I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Yeah, your works are wonderful. I know that full well. Mm-hmm. So lastly, I want to repeat that. Psalms 139:14. I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. So, Mama Dave, what do you have to say about people who are hard on themselves or doubt themselves and forget who they are and whose they are?
I think that, you know, it comes from, it's a generational curse, that's number one.
Mm-hmm.
It is, you know, we have a, what do they call that thing? My mind went a complete blank. Gene. You know, we have genes that's transferred from, you know, great-great parents, you know, it's just not the husband and wife.
Mm-hmm.
But our genes can go back for many, 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 many generations.
Mm-hmm.
And it, I am convinced that there's a gene that for especially African Americans that has us as insecure, low self-esteem. I think we're born with it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, church gives us, you know, or should give you the confidence and the ability to strengthen yourself. And I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And
right.
You know, the other biblical quotes that you quoted, you know,
mm-hmm.
that's enough to make you hoop and holler.
Mm-hmm.
That's where people should draw their strength from. We should look to nobody but our Lord and Savior. And that they are good examples in humans. You know, you find somebody that's that you can look up to and you can admire to get help. You know, I want to be like Mike, especially if Mike is doing good.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, in this world, I want to be like Mike, who's out there on the corner selling dope. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But
well,
if we have the courage, and you know, it takes a lot of courage to build up yourself from an insecure, low self-esteem state, but it can be done.
Well, one thing that, you know, to a couple of points that you made, insecurity is learned. If your parents were insecure and not, and didn't teach you confidence and give you a sense of self-worth and uplift you and nurture you and guide you, then you were not given the tools to feel loved and liked for yourself. And so as an adult, this is something you have to train yourself to do. And there comes a point when, yes, things that we learn or things that are handed down from generations, it comes to us where we have to say, I want to feel happy and I want to feel confident and loved, and I have to love and like me. And as the listening audience knows, I shared with them that, you know, you take time to love different body parts and you take time to love yourself. And last week I shared with your self-inventory to discover who you are and what you like about yourself so that you can begin the process of loving and liking you. And for anyone who hasn't listened, please pick up the last week's podcast to hear about the process to love and like yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And so because loving and liking yourself is something that you can learn. And, yes, when you choose role models who are positive, not the people who are doing negative, like the drug corner people, but people who are positive and giving to their community and who have a deep relationship with God, then you will feel good about themselves. But the greatest role model is yourself. You know, sometimes we try to look to other people to guide us when we have a lot about ourselves that we can be cheerful about. The listeners of Taboo Talk go the extra mile to be uplifting to other people. And we take that for granted that other people do that, but people don't. And, oftentimes other people can let you down. But the one person who will never let you down is God and Jesus. And Jesus was the perfect example. So if you want a good role model, look at how Jesus was on the earth and what we learned about him through the Bible, and you'll be uplifted. What's your thoughts on that, Mama Day?
Yes, well, that's what I said.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just responded on it. That's what I said. But I remember as a little girl, I remember looking at this young lady. She had me by maybe 5 or 6 years. And back in my day, you didn't talk to anybody that was 2 years older than you or older. That, you know, that's just how it was. And I remember sitting in my window, and she would walk by sometimes by herself or with her friends. And I always looked at her. She was always well-groomed, you know, just neat, clean. And she had nice fingernails. And back in those days, they didn't have fillings and wraps and acrylics and stuff like that. And I looked at her nails, and I was like, wow, I want my nails to look like that. But when I looked down at my nails, I used to bite my nails. And I mean bite them low. And in order to get nails like she had, I had to stop biting them. And that was a hard thing to overcome. And why do people bite their nails? Because they're nervous, they're insecure, scared, afraid. And it took a lot. And when I first started seeing a fingernail, well, that was just amazing. And to get them all going, and, you know, back then, yes, you would break one and you had to start all over. But, you know, watching her, you know, I said, I can do this. So sometimes you don't even have to know the person. You just see somebody that you know, you say, you know, I want to do that to help correct yourself. It's fine. And it's good. And like you said, making sure that you're going to emulate the correct people, you know, the positive people. And I know that when I started getting, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Which is so, Philippians 4:13.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote it out. put it on my bed, you know, where I could see it getting up in the morning. And once it started getting rooted and grounded in my spirit, and, you know, I would go out to an interview, and, of course, you're sweaty and you're nervous and, you know, you want to make the right impression and, you know, say the right things. But I stop right before the door, and, like, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And I said, Lord, if this is for me, make the way smooth, easy, and successful. And walked in there with all the confidence in the world. It got so good one time, I walked in, I looked around at the place, and they said, oh, you know, you could come in now. And I looked at the director of nursing, and I said, you know, I'm very sorry to have wasted your time and my time, but I cannot work here. And she said, what? I said, you heard me. I cannot work here. And it was like, why? I said, the place is very, the lighting is very dim, you know, and the mood setting and what I've seen so far, I don't think that, you know, I would be a good fit for here. Well, she was so shocked, she didn't know what to do with me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how many people go in an interview and do that? Mm-hmm. Is this not you getting a job, or do I want to work here too?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're trying to see if you're a good fit, and I was looking to see if I would be a good fit.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want to be in anything that was dim and kind of gloomy walking in. That's going to take away my aura. And, yes, I could do that even though I needed a job. But, oh, yes, I did do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the confidence with who, and when you know who you are in Christ, you can walk boldly anywhere.
That's true. And to the listeners of Taboo Talk, when you're feeling cases of self-doubt or worry, you need to guard your thoughts, because that's where everything begins. It begins in your mind. And because they affect the words you speak as well as your attitudes and actions, there are scriptures that you can stand on. The one my mother told you about, Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens me. But also Proverbs 23:7, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Proverbs 21:23, he who guards his mouth and his tongue keeps himself from troubles. And 2 Timothy 1:7, for God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power, of love, and of self-discipline. Amen. Also, when you're trying to make any life change and you don't have it in your own strength, you have to remember that God is here to help you. And to remember to meditate on the following. John 16:23-24 says, most assuredly I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Until now you have not asked for anything in my name. Ask and you will receive, and your joy will be complete. So Jesus is saying, if you ask anything in his name to the Father God, you will receive it. In John 15:7, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. In 1 Peter 5:7, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. And lastly, in Psalms 34:17, the righteous cry out, and the Lord hears and delivers them from all of their troubles. So keeping those scriptures in mind, that when you make any life change, you don't have to do it in your own strength. Relying on, again, John 16:23-24, most assuredly I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, Jesus' name, he will give you. And ask and you will receive, and your joy will be complete.
According to your measures, that's measured in heaven.
Amen.
Amen. But I know one thing. I cannot do anything in my own strength.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm a hot mess, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I know when I go to venture out in anything, I'm like, Lord, you walk before me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, Lord, if this is, you know, if this is good for me, then the way will be made smooth, easy, and successful. And if it's not smooth, easy, and successful, it's not of God, because he's not the author of confusion.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I just love that. I just love it, love it, love it. And you know, that's the only advice that you can, you know, you can do all things, you know. Like you said, the words that come out of your mouth can condemn you or lift you up.
That's true. And remembering at all times, keep your mind on positiveness. You know, oftentimes we're surrounded by people who are so negative and trying to tear you down. And, you know, I was talking with someone today, a friend of mine named Dana, and it was reminding me that oftentimes people hate on you because you are positive and they try to tear you down. And, you know, we just confirm the fact that we just got to be positive and uplifting. And I just want to give a shout-out to Dana in North Carolina that wherever she goes, your light shines and God is with you. And keep on being who you are. And to all the listeners of Taboo Talk, when people are not uplifting you and building you up, they're hating on you and they're jealous. And then you should know you're doing it right. So often, and that could be coming from friends, that can be coming from family, that can be coming from your neighbor next door, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So just believe and you will receive and know that your source is God. You know, don't expect your help to come from man, but your help to come from God, and you'll be okay.
Mm-hmm. Your help coming from the Lord.
Yes, it does. And so, you know, we began today's talk about Nelson Mandela's excerpt that don't be afraid of your brilliance. Don't be afraid of your greatness, of your fabulousness. You know, you are fabulous, and you have a lot going on. You have a lot to offer this world. And don't shrink and be insecure and hold back because of the next man. No, do you and do it well. And you will see that God will reward you with more and bless you so that you continue to make a contribution to this society in whatever capacity that you choose to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. You know, faith without works is dead. And all you need is a little mustard seed of faith. Stir it up, mix it together, and step one foot out there. You know, you got to do something. You got to do some action. Sitting there, me having a little pity party is not going to get it. So you step that foot out, and God will put the other one there, and you just keep on walking.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you, nothing ventured, nothing gained.
Right.
You know, I set out to do a lot of things, and on my way, I'm like, Lord, I'm getting ready to do such and such and such. If you don't want me to do it, you're going to stop me. Many a times I've been stopped, and it's been okay.
Well, I think people don't think that God has power. You know, God can stop you right in your tracks. You ain't say nothing but the truth.
Yeah.
You know, and he can come and get you from any situation you find yourself in. If you believe that God exists and you believe that he can deliver you out of any situation and give you the desires of your heart. You know, the thing is that you need to focus your mind and your attention on what you really want and what really matters the most to you. Don't be scattered all over the place and jumping up here and there and everywhere because this one got that and this and that one has this. But be focused on what's your purpose and what's your thing in life, and it will happen for you. And know
mm-hmm.
that God's going to deliver you and give you what is yours. You know, we all have provision. Right, because
you know?
We all have provision from God. God has mm-hmm. given a provision for every man. And
yeah.
He's made a way out of no way for all of us.
You know, it's so unrealistic. Oh, Lady Charmaine, she has a Rolex. I had to get a Rolex because Lady Charmaine has a Rolex. but I don't have no electricity in my house to look at a clock. Now, does that make any sense?
No.
You know, what is that word they use when you know you I can't think of the word, but you're craving and you're wanting somebody else's joy or happy, and it's not even for you.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, if she takes two steps to the right,
I think it's simply jealousy.
Well, yeah, and there's hovering or lusting after somebody else's success. You know, like I used to do that. You go in church and you say, oh, you hear them say, oh, so and so and so is having their season, and I'm like, well, damn, when am I going to have mine? But they've earned the right to have it. And as we all know, we who are not baby Christians, you have to walk the walk. You got to pay the price to have the what you have now. Now we see that you're being successful and you know things are going your way, and it's like, wow, I would like that too, but they don't want to walk a, like you said, walk a 7.5 walk a mile in my shoes.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But you know,
you
want that. People want what you got, but they don't want to go through what you did to get it. Everybody wants the quick fix, and if you go for the quick fix, it's not going to last. You know,
well,
everybody, you know, nobody wants to work for it.
Well, that's why I wanted to bring that topic up, because, you know, I think anybody who's been with this show from May 2008 to now has seen the transition from me being at a low point and being down and out, being on the air and praying to God for a good man and husband, praying for financial blessings, praying for things to work my way, and asking the listeners to be with me and help me.
Health,
good health. And, you know, I wasn't ashamed to say, this is where I'm at right here, right now. I said, because, see, I know my God, he's going to answer my prayers. And when it comes to the other side, I'm going to let you know the other side, because we got to praise him when he delivers us. So now when my season is here, you know, don't look at me now and say, oh, she's got it all now. No, I went through it. I praised to God for it, and now I'm praising him for it. And, you know, that's what the Listener Taboo Talk has to do. You have to, first of all, declare a thing. Ask God for it, stand on faith for it, stand on scriptures, like scriptures that I quoted and Mom and Dave quoted today, and then praise him, give him honor and glory when the things come through. You know, I say to people all the time, you know, put on the Facebook fan page what God has done for you in your season. Put on your Facebook, you know, all the good things God has given you. Give him the glory and do it publicly. Don't do it privately, because, you know, God, what glory is that to God? You know, somebody else needs to be lifted by what you are doing, you know, and what God has done in your life. And so we all have our seasons, because God is a God of harvesting, and using that principle of planting, sowing, and reaping, and those things will happen for you.
Well, you are a walking testament of publicly of your going through. You know, I don't. You know, you didn't ask for it to be public, but it is public. And you know, people around the world have heard bits and pieces of your ordeals, and they haven't been for a month or 2 months. They've been for quite a few years,
right?
And lo and behold, look at you now. If you're not in your season, I hate to see it when it comes. You know, God has blessed you above and beyond anything that you could even imagine.
Praise be to God.
You know, from somebody who's been used and abused, you are just loved. And, I mean, just loved on. And he brought you the right man. He brought you the right man. I mean, he's so right for you, I don't know what to do with myself. You know, he is truly the other head, the male version of you. And y'all are just so they say, wonderfully yoked together.
Mm.
And you know, to witness that, you know, it is like really just God. So, you know, you are a living, walking testament of what the wonders, the glory of what God can do if you just believe. Yes, you have to go through. Nobody said going through was going to be an hour or a week or a month. Going through is years.
It is years.
So you could have a testimony.
Amen.
And when it's done through our Lord and Savior, then you can keep it. Because I know I used to hear in church, oh, when God take it from you, it's really taken indeed. I'm like, yeah, right, okay. I've been smoking cigarettes since I was 16 years old. Tried to stop, blew up to 250 pounds. Doctor said, I don't know which is worse, you smoking cigarettes or being heavy. I said, oh, I'll fix that for you. Picked up my pack of Newports. Dropped the weight and just went on and off, on and off. Give the altar call to, drop your cigarettes in the at the offering and laying on the hands and all the rest of that. And I said, well, all that did was make me buy another pack of cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
And just went on. And then, like, I finally said, look, Lord, I can't stop smoking on my own. It's been very evident that I can't. Now, you know what I'm going through right now, and when you want, in your way, in your time, you're going to take these cigarettes from me because I can't do it. I'm surrendering myself to you, but you'll take it from me when you want to.
Right.
And people will say to me, oh, well, you know, you're of God and you're still smoking. Well, what are you doing wrong? Mine is obvious, but I know who my Father God is.
Mm-hmm.
And the day came that I went to the hospital because my blood sugar was 500, and they told me I should have been in a coma.
Mm-hmm.
So they ran IVs on me wide open to dilute the sugar in my body. And I was in the hospital for 5 days, and I was hanging my own bottles after a while and running back and forth to the bathroom. And when I left there, came home, but, you know, while I was in the hospital, you know, I had a little conversation with God, and I told him, like, you know, I'm your child, and you gave me this disease, and, you know, get home. Took me a week to realize, you know, you ain't smoked a cigarette.
Hmm.
I said, wow, I didn't smoke a cigarette.
Hmm.
It took me a couple more days. The Lord said to me, okay, Miss Nursey, you have diabetes type 2. That's not a disease. Insulin is still in your body. All you got to do is exercise and eat right. All I could do with my mouth hung open was like lean up against the wall and slide down. And I was like, oh, my God. And I repented and I asked for forgiveness. I mean, I did a whole day of, lamentation. I'm like, mm-hmm. Lord, please. I said, you know, you know this child is a fool. Because when they say, and I, when God's taking it from you, that's it. There was no cravings. There was no eating three dinners at one time. You know, a box of cookies to go to the ladies' room. None of that. To the point, I'm home recuperating, and I'm looking around, and I'm finding all these packs of cigarettes. Some not open. Some one or two are missing. I mean, I found a good 10 to 15 packs of cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, Lord, if this is not the devil coming to tempt me with all of these Newports I'm looking at, I put them in a bag and gave them away.
Mm.
And I haven't had a cigarette since then. Praise and when God takes it from you, he's taking it from you. Well, all I had to do was turn it over to him. Turn it over to him. And, you know, that's very easy. And then when he does it, I said, you know, this is, you know, nothing and no one could ever tempt me to smoke again.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just, you know, a little bit of faith. That's all. Just a little bit.
Well, let's give the listener, Taboo Talk, the opportunity to ask God for healing. And I just want to say a quick prayer for you so that you can experience the healing in your life. The mom and day has experience from smoking, and I've experienced in terms of health. Let's prepare to go in front of God right now. Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of your Son Jesus, we come before you. We ask that you please forgive us for our sins, evil ways, thoughts, and deeds. We ask that you help us to forgive those who sinned against us. And Father God, we thank you so much for watching over us, for providing us with roofs over our heads, clothing on our back, and food on our table. And Father, we just come before you because we know that you are in control, and with you all things are possible. And Father, you know our hearts, minds, body, and spirit. On our own, we didn't have the strength to quit doing our negative addiction, whether it's to food, to smoking, to dating the wrong man or woman, Father God, to those drugs that we take. Father God, whatever our situation or negative addiction it is, Father God, we ask that you heal us from the top of our head to the bottom of our feet in the name of your Son, Jesus, according to Luke 1:37, for with God nothing shall be impossible. Father God, heal us from this point forward so we never again pick up that addiction to food, to drugs, to cigarettes, to any addiction that we have, Father God, to sugar, anything, Father God, that we are not able to heal or get over ourselves. And we thank you, Father God, that we're healed indeed and that we'll never pick it up again, Father God. We thank you for taking it away from us. We thank you for healing us from it. And we give you all the praise and glory. In the name of your Son, Jesus, we thank you. And we say amen in the name of Jesus. Amen.
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 Thank you for that beautiful prayer.
Thank you. We just give God the glory. We just give him the praise because we know it is done and is done indeed. We just give him all that glory because, see, you know, when he does it, it's a done thing. Just like you said, Mama Day, it's a done thing. You didn't give him the year that he healed you from cigarettes. That was back in 2000, okay? Back in 2000. It is 2012 and she has not picked up another cigarette. It is
right.
Done. He, God is good. He healed her.
I couldn't give
him
the year because I couldn't remember.
Yes, I remember it. Okay, I remember when my mother went into the hospital. It was 2000, okay? I'll never forget it. I was scared to death, and I was just like, Lord, heal her, heal her, heal her. That's all I kept praying. So let my mother come out the hospital, and that was in 2000. And so now it is 2012, and she is still healed indeed from cigarettes. And if he could do it for Mama Day, he could do that and more for you. You know, I look at the healing. I didn't speak on it because it's about Mama Day's testimony. But the thing he healed me from was my food addiction, okay, and emotional eating. I praise God. It's been 3 years since I've been healed from emotional eating. And, you know, when you ask God to take something from you, he takes it from you.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you ask him to take more from you, he'll take more from you. You know, then I said, I got to give up beef and pork so that I get even better. You know, that's just a personal eating choice. And it's been since January. And I'm not tempted. I don't pick it back up. My mother was making some big Mama Day is my mother, as you know. And she was making some bacon that smelled so good. And the way Mama Day makes some bacon make you just want to slap it in your face, some pork bacon. And did I have any? No, I didn't have any.
Good for you, child. More for me.
And it was more for her, you know. But it was just like, it was like, you know, when you're healed, you're healed. And so we thank God for the healing. We know there's power in prayer. And you stand, listener, Taboo's Talk. You stand on Luke 1:37. For with God, nothing shall be impossible, including he has healed you from whatever addiction you have suffered from. And he has healed you, and he's healed you indeed. So we are coming to the end of our show. There's a number of things that we want to talk to you about that we are doing individually. And just to summarize, today we talked about how you need to be confident, let your light shine, and let your fabulousness come through. Just like Nelson Mandela said, Mama Day said, how, you know, sometimes you have a role model. And that role model couldn't be Jesus. That role model, like for Mama Day, was her neighbor down the street. But somebody positive in your life that uplifts you and guides you to the next level. And don't be afraid to stand on scripture and to pray and ask God to direct your footsteps. Mama Dave gave testimony how she would walk out the door, and before she would walk out the door, she would ask God, if it's not for me, don't let it happen in the name of Jesus, and to guide your footsteps. And make sure that you do that, incorporate that into your everyday walk. Well, Mama Dave, what's going on with you? Because we know you got a lot going on right now. What projects are you working on right now?
Well, I'm working on a whole lot of things. I find out that now in my senior years, since I'm a senior now, mm-hmm. that's a good thing to say. Praise God, I'm a senior.
Praise God.
In good health, up on, you know, I wake up every morning on my own strength, get out the bed, all body parts are functioning. I praise him for that.
Mm-hmm.
I praise him for every new day. And I've had all along my coaching and coping strategies for individuals and companies. You know, I'm here for consultations, and I'm available for seminars, workshops, to help people improve themselves. I am a mental health advocate and a motivational speaker, and I do so love my presentations on behalf of NAMI for the mentally impaired. And right now I am a distributor of Artist Life, and these products are life-changing for your body. You're going to take care of the inside and the outside of you. And wonderful herbal drinks, no sugar, no artificial flavors, that help detox your body and give you the strength and skin tone that you need. And on the outside, we have body-shaping garments, undergarments, that you can wear, and it gives you all the movements, and while it holds you in, but lets you move. And you keep wearing them, and you will lose weight. And I'm a walking advertisements for that, because I wear the Body Magic, and I feel so good, and I look so good, and people are like, wow, look at you. So, yes, everybody's getting on the bandwagon. And you can look good, too. And we also have green-free kitchen products, home products. It is just fabulous, just fabulous. So I'm very excited about that. And I encourage people to go to my website, www.MrsArlenDay, that's MrsArlenDay.com. And you can click on there and see everything that I'm into.
Okay. Well, thank you for telling us about that.
Did I do a good job?
You did a great job. Thank you for explaining that. Okay. So if you're interested in hiring Mom and Dave for consultation, presentation, or coaching, she's available at MrsArleneDay.com. Or if you're interested in purchasing her Artist Life products, where you can it helps with body shaping and your internal and external look, give her a call at 646-234-8248, and she will talk to you about her products. And you can also visit her on MrsArleneDay.com and see the products for yourself. Thank you for telling us about what you're working on, and don't forget to visit Mama Day on her Facebook fan page, which is Arlene Day. She has a Facebook fan page called Arlene Day, and you can see her there. Okay, well, to the listener, Taboo Talk, I wanted to tell you briefly about a project that I'm working on. And let me just give you a background history. Like myself, I know you rely heavily on your cell phone to communicate, schedule appointments, answer emails, access the Internet, and apps that you come to enjoy. Do you remember in the early 80s and 90s when most people did not have a cell phone or have a website for their company? Today, owning a cell phone, having a set of business cards, and a website is a way of doing business for every business, small, medium, and large. However, today, every major company that has business cards and a website also offers an app on iTunes and the Android market. I have a question for you. Do you offer your information, services, and products from your company, website, or an app easily accessible to over 300 million customers on the iTunes and the Android markets? If your answer is no, don't worry, I have good news. My company, Unlimited Help, has a business card, website, and app creation division that can create your very own personalized business card, website, and app. Now, the benefits of having your own app designed by me is that mobile applications are the next frontier of communication, marketing, and doing business. The app industry is predicted to skyrocket over 1,000% in the next 3 years to a $56 billion market. Establishing yourself early as being on the cutting edge of technology is important. Having a mobile app will help you retain existing customers and attract new customers. It will also add value to your existing product offerings and differentiate your company from your competitors. Some of the features of having an app is that it's completely customizable for the iPhone, iPad, Android, and HTML5 apps. You can send push notifications directly to customer phones, integrate a mobile shopping cart for in-app purchases, gather email addresses, display images, videos, and audio files to engage your customers, integrate Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and any social network, turn-by-turn GPS directions for anywhere in the world, and add tip calculators, mortgage calculators, and voice recorders, and much, much more to your app. Now, how much does all this cost for me to do your own app? The app setup fee is $800 for an individual and $1,200 for a company. And afterwards, to maintain your app is only $80 a month. So for $800 for an individual, you can have your own app as a setup fee. And for $1,200 for a company, you can have it, have me do it. And if you want to see what I'm talking about, what an app looks like for a company, you can go to the Android market and download for free my app, which is called Lady Charmaine Day. Again, my app is now available on the Android market for free called Lady Charmaine Day. And that's the type of app that I can design for you or create customizable to your company. Now, I also do websites, and to do a website for you will cost $500 for an individual and $900 for a company, and a monthly fee for maintaining the website is only $80. And lastly, if you want me to design your business cards, for 2,500 business cards, it will only cost $200. So give me a call at 347-602-6234 if you're interested in me designing your app. And of course you are, because this is the here and now. This is how people are doing business today. You know, gone are the days where people are going to say, here's my business card. Instead, people will say, go download my app. And as you know, people live off their cell phone. So you need to be up on it. Give me a call. My number is 347-602-6234. Or you can log on to my website, which is www.LadyCharmaineDay.com. Well, I wanted to say this. You are very, very special, listener of Taboo Talk, deserving nothing less.
Can I say something?
Oh, sure.
Can I say something about the app?
Yes.
I am not computer literate and all of that,
mm-hmm.
and you know and I know you take me screaming and kicking everywhere you go.
Yes.
And half the time I'm like, yeah, yeah, right, right, fix it up and let me go. And, well, with my latest adventure with Artist Life,
mm-hmm.
the way you made up my apps,
mm-hmm.
and I've shown it to my customers,
mm-hmm.
and I'm telling you, everybody's like, wow, wow, especially all of these computer geeks. They're like,
mm-hmm.
oh, wow, how did you get that? And I do have to sit in there with my chest, you know, a little out there. My daughter did this. And for somebody who doesn't know all this technology and all of this other stuffy stuff,
mm-hmm.
I'm here to tell you, I'm impressed with showing it off, and I can't tell them anything because I don't know, and if they want to know, to come and contact you. But it is, like, on the money. You've always been way out on the cutting edge, but this is so advanced, and the people who are in the know, they're like, wow, this is nice. And I'm telling you, I'm just having a ball showing people, and they're like, oh,
Thank you.
You really tapped into something here. And that's for somebody who doesn't know anything.
Well, thank you. And Mama Dade's app will be coming out on April 31st, so you'll be able to download that then and see what she's talking about. And it'll be available on the Android and iTunes market come April 31st.
Why, thank you. I can't wait mm-hmm. for anybody to see mine.
It's yes, because. Right now what she's talking about is her demo, and that's one thing I can do for people is to show them their app before it's published because it takes 2 to 3 weeks before it can be published live on the iTunes market.
Well, that's what I'm raving about this. See, I didn't even know.
Yes.
You see, I told you, I don't know these things, and some things are not meant for you to know. All I know is how to push the button, and people's faces just lit up. They're like, oh, my gosh. So it's all of that in a bag of chips. Trust me.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you
yeah,
for that
feedback.
Yeah,
I can't plug you bad enough, honey, because it is really something awesome.
Thank you.
Okay.
And about Mama Day's Artist Life, I got my body magic. I call it a girdle, but it's not.
It's
a body magic. It's a shaper.
Yes.
It's an undergarment, and what it does is it goes from underneath your breast down to your right above your knee, and oh boy, it looks like one of those undergarments from a time that just it's so sexy. It's just like so feminine, and it gives you that hourglass shape. So I'm looking forward to wearing it every day, and I just got mine yesterday. And it's something that you could do as a couple.
Well,
me and my
that's
husband
true, because you do need help putting it on the first time or two. And, you know, and if you wear it every single day, each day take it more and more hours, you will lose the weight. And you will be looking good. Because a lot of our belly fat is water.
Right.
And it pushes you up and in, and it's getting everything back to where it's supposed to be, like inside.
Mm-hmm.
And now you just tell them how fabulously I look.
Oh, she looks fabulous. Well, Mama Day, I just want to say thank you for coming on the show, and that we're at the very end. I have to end the show. But
oh,
I wanted
thank
to
you for having me. I've had a ball as usual.
I had a ball with you. It's been a pleasure. And to the listener of Taboo Talk, you are very, very special. You know, you deserve nothing less than what God has promised you, a wonderful, peaceful, happy, joyful, prosperous, abundant life. That's why Mrs. Arlene Day, a.k.a. Mama Day, comes on the show and other guest stars come on the show because they want you to have the best. And that's why they offer their time and energy and wisdom to you. So know that you're special. Continue seeking God's face in all that you do, and a wonderful life will occur for you. This episode of Taboo Talk featuring me, Lady Charmaine Day, guest starring Mrs. Arlene Day, a.k.a. Mama Day, was brought to you to help transform your mind, body, and spirit, utilizing the principles of Jesus Christ. For more information on me, Lady Charmaine Day, go to www.ladycharmainday.com. That's www.ladycharmainday.com. There you can read information about my app division, my business card and website division, read my monthly blog, find out more about the other services that I offer, join my Facebook fan page and YouTube page, and also, if I'm your source of spiritual guidance, please sow seeds into this good ground by making your contribution, donation, or tithes on the website. This ministry thanks you for your continued contribution and for tuning in each week to listen to the show. And lastly, I want to thank Mrs. Arlene Day, a.k.a. Mama Day, again for coming on the show. It's been a pleasure having her here. Let me give you her website again, which is MrsArleneDay.com, which is www.MrsArleneDay.com. And you can, her number is 646-234-8248. And she's available for presentations, consultations, or to purchase her artist life and her body magic that we discuss. Well, remember, you are very, very special, and goodbye. Thank you.